welcome to another episode of Motivational Moments with Maria. I'm Crazy Coach Maria. I am thrilled and honored that you're listening in. And by the way, I just want to say thank you again. I really appreciate all the feedback and the suggestions, so keep them coming, my friends. You know, every week I'm going to show up and I'm going to give you some thoughts and ideas to help you stay a little more energetic, enthusiastic, and positive so you can experience more joy, fulfillment, and excitement in all areas of your life. My desire is that you live each day to the fullest and know that your best self showed up no matter what. And by doing this work, it helps me. You guys are helping me and I appreciate it. I am even more enthusiastic and passionate and obsessed about the studies that I do on personal development and positive psychology. Now today, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to do something a little different. So I wanted you to grab a pencil or a pen because we're going to take some notes, but we're not going to take some notes yet. All right? But I want you to be prepared. And if you can't take notes, go back and listen to the tail end of this conversation later on so you can get some ideas to increase the zest that you have in life. That's what we're going to talk about today. Now, personal growth is about knowing who we are, what brings us joy in life, and how we can introduce even more happiness. Now, you may call me an optimist, call me Mary Poppins, call me Pollyanna, call me whatever you choose to do. But know this, this is me. I am the cheerleader. I am the encourager. I am the one who sees the positive. I am a believer. And yes, I'm also a realist. But let me tell you this, I own my own identity. And I don't try to be something I am not. I've had enough people in my life telling me to shut up, to calm down, and I so got over that years ago. I'm over that. I own my identity. I know who I am, and yes, I'm going to constantly be cheering you on. And I've learned a lot of mistakes over the years. Now, haven't we all learned a lot of mistakes? I've made plenty of them, and every year, I realize how important it is to continue to be yourself, do what makes you smile, and live your life with zest. Now, research shows that those with a sunny disposition and optimistic attitude live 15% longer than others. That's a decade more. I don't know about you, but I'm up for that. So here's a question for you today. How do you live your life? How much zest do you truly have in your life? Now, the VIA Institute on Character defines zest this way. Zest means approaching a situation or life in general with excitement and energy, not approaching tasks or activities halfway or half-heartedly. People who are high in zest are excited to get up in the morning, and they live their lives like it's an adventure. Oh yes, I love an adventure. Now, zest is really a dynamic strength, and it's directly related to your physical and psychological well-being. Now, this strength has the strongest ties to overall life satisfaction and a life of engagement. So how can we live our lives with more zest? Well, I'll tell you about that. But first, I want to tell you a story. I do want to tell you a story. And I want you to listen to the story because there is a lesson to it. And yes, it's going to begin with once upon a time. So once upon a time, in the magical land of Citrusville, there lived a plucky lemon named Zest. Now, Zest, she was no ordinary lemon. She had a zest for life like no other. Her vibrant personality could light up even the gloomiest of days. Now, one sunny morning, Zest woke up feeling particularly mischievous. Now, she was determined to spread her zestiness throughout Citrusville, so she decided to embark on a grand adventure. With a twinkle in her eye, she set off on a quest to find the fabled golden citrus tree. Grabbing her zesty sidekick, Lime, the dynamic duo traveled through groves over hills and encountering all sorts of fruity characters along the way. Now, they happened to stop by and see Cherry, and Cherry warned them about the sour grapes that they would encounter in the neighboring vineyard, and they giggled as they tickled Orange, who couldn't help but burst into laughter. Now, after days of searching, Zest and Lime stumbled upon this hidden grove filled with the most magnificent citrus trees they had ever seen. But right in the center of the grove stood the most enchanting tree of all, the golden citrus tree. Its branches sparkled with a golden hue, casting such a cheerful light around everything. Now Zest marveled at the beauty before her. Lime couldn't resist the temptation and took a big, juicy bite out of a nearby orange. Now, before they knew it, both Zest and Lime found themselves rolling on the ground, unable to contain their hilarity because the entire grove erupted into a flurry of laughter. Now, little did they know that their laughter awakened the mischievous little jungle monkeys who called the grove their home. The monkeys, they swung down from the trees, dancing and chattering and having fun, joining in on the contagious laughter. Even the nearby trees couldn't help but shake their branches in amusement. Now, as the merriment and excitement and laughter reached its peak, the golden citrus tree began to shimmer and glow. Suddenly, it spoke in a whimsical voice. "Congratulations, Zest and Lime! Your zest for life has brought joy to all of Citrusville. From now on, this grove shall be known as the Grove of Eternal Zest." Zest and Lime looked at each other, beaming from ear to ear. They had accomplished their mission and brought laughter and zest to Citrusville. From that day on, everyone in Citrusville embraced their inner zest, knowing that life was always better with a little squeeze of zest and a lot of laughter. And so their zestful adventure became a legendary tale that was passed down from generation to generation, reminding everyone of the power of laughter and the wonders of zest. Now, I hope you enjoyed that story, but there's a message in there, and I hope you caught it. The message is simple. When you share your zest for life, my friends, it is contagious, and you bring joy and laughter to others. You are like a magnet. So, my friends, share your zest for life. Oh, and yes, here's some thoughts that I promised you. 5 ideas. I'll actually throw another one in, make it 6. Write these questions down and really ponder them and how you can make some changes in your own life to increase your zest. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, what activities or hobbies bring you joy and how can you incorporate more of them into your life? What are those things? Number 2, how can you challenge yourself to step outside of your comfort zone and try new experiences? So it doesn't have to be major, just something simple. Question number 3, are there any negative or toxic aspects in your life that you can let go of because you want to create more space for positivity and fulfillment? Think about that one a lot. Maybe you need to let go of the past. Number 4, how can you cultivate gratitude and mindfulness in your daily routine to appreciate and savor the small joys of life? And the 5th question I'm going to give you, are there any long-held dreams or passions that you have put on hold? And how can you take steps towards pursuing them to reignite your zest for life? Here's a tip. Take a walk, 30-minute walk, outside every day. Rain, sleet, whatever it is, sunshine, Take a 30-minute walk outdoors. It elevates your mood. It brings you a new disposition. It allows you to just have your mind take a little trip while you're walking. 30-minute walk, proven over and over and over again. Listen, my peeps, it's time to break some of your old patterns. Have a conversation with yourself. Live a zesty life. And if you are ready for your own personal journey, why don't you go ahead and schedule a one-on-one with me at calendly.com/Maria Bradfield. Let's have a conversation. What have you got to lose? Everything to gain. That's it for today, my friends. I hope you received some value in this episode. I hope you enjoyed my little story about creating more zest for beautiful little Citrusville. And I would love it if you would share my podcast with your friends and families. So go ahead and hit the share button. Okay, do it now. Don't hesitate. And continue to send me comments, suggestions. I love it. Message me on Facebook, Coaching with Maria. I am so honored and grateful. And until next time, my peeps, my friends, stay focused, stay positive, and continue to find new ways of having fun. And no matter what you choose to be, do, or have, do it zestfully. Zestfully, yes.